Hey there, welcome to First Five. If you're looking for encouragement, you came to the right place. Let's dive in. Well, today I want to jump right into the Word of God. We're going to be reading Matthew 6, and this just gives us an opportunity to be able to read through the Word of God, to highlight the words of Jesus and prayerfully allow those words by the power of the Spirit to be applied to our everyday life. And so I'm excited to read this and excited to dig into it. Before we do that, let's just take a second to focus our heart and focus our mind and just breathe. All your stresses, all your worries, all the anxiety that you may be facing and feeling, would you take a moment and allow God, allow Jesus, who is peace, to bring you peace. With the words that we read, be an encouragement to your soul and peace over your heart and your mind. With the word, convict us in the areas in which we need the Spirit to convict us. With the word, challenge us in the areas in which we need to be challenged. Would it lead us into greater freedom? Let's read. Matthew 6. Watch out. Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose the reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to someone in need, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and streets to call attention to their acts of charity. I tell you the truth, they have received all the reward they will ever get. But when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right is doing. Give your gifts in private, and your Father who sees everything will reward you. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites, who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. When you pray, don't babble on as the Gentiles do. They think that their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask him. Pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. And when you fast, don't make it obvious as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled so people will admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get. But when you fast, comb your hair and wash your face, then no one will notice that you were fasting, except your Father who knows what you do in private. And your Father who sees everything will reward you. Don't store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. No one can serve two masters. For you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life. Whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them, and aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't worry and they don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not as dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things. Say, what will we eat or what will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. We've read this before. Today's trouble is enough for today. I wanted to take some time to read through Matthew 6 because I wanted to take some time to allow the words of Jesus to come and infiltrate our hearts and our minds today. Will we be released from worry? Will we be released from the stress and the anxiety? Will we not? Will we know that we are cared for by the God of the universe? Would we be generous to others? And would we not blast our generosity on Instagram or online or on TikTok? But like, would we just be people of Jesus, living like Jesus has asked us to live? That's my prayer for you today. That's the encouragement for you today. With the words of Matthew 6, infiltrate our lives, get down to the root of our heart, and overwhelm our mind and our spirit. I really hope that this encouraged you today. We'll talk soon.